Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this is a real numbers recognition. We're going from 2019 to 2020. Wow. A big new year. Some say even a new decade, depending on which you think the decade starts, right? Some say it's ending this year, some say it's starting, but kind of big deal, 19 to 20. A new year. For some, that's a new slate, right? And for us, you remember Christmas. It's also the time we remember the new birth of our Lord Jesus. New. Our Lord Jesus, our God, has also given us a whole book of numbers. God likes numbers, right? So no big deal, right? How many remembered Y2K, the year we turned from 1999 to 2000, right? Big deal? Is this as big a deal this year? No, 2020 is kind of a good thing. Brings things into focus for us. Maybe 2020, good vision, right? 2020, I don't know. We're thankful, though, to be here together in God's house, 2020. Wow, big deal. Well, today we also remember it's the seventh day of Christmas. So it's a numbers thing, too. It's seventh day. And seven's an important number in God's Word. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, every time, this time of year, this week, you always see like big celebrities who come out with their 20 or 19 book recommendations that they read in 2019. President Obama had his list of 19 books for 2019. President Trump even had 19 books that he read in 2019, which is surprising. I thought all he did was Twitter all the time. But apparently he actually had time to read books. Wonderful, good for him. So what do you suppose pastor's recommendation is to you tonight? You think I have 20 or 19 books? No. Only one book, right? Only one book we need to know, and maybe in 2020 we get to know that book even better. 66 books, really, but one message, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These things are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that we become wise by faith in the Word of God that is given. These things are written for us, for our learning. Praise be to God. Anyway, back to seven. Seventh day of Christmas. Seven's an important day in God's Word, in creation. It's the Sabbath day, right? The way God rested when He created days 1 through 6, and He rested on the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week. So we too, we gather today. What do we do here? So we hear God's Word. Are we bringing all of our efforts and everything to God and say, hey, God, look at what we all did in 2019 and pat us on the back? Or are we here to rest in God's presence once again? Sabbath day, you know. God has gotten us this far. Let us rest together as we hear that word tonight, right? It's a good resting time. New Year's, I don't know how many of you are going to stay up till midnight. I'm going to bed at 10. I'm going to rest as we come into the new year, right? Rest is good. The Sabbath day, remember, that's the third commandment, too, an important commandment to God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Today's the seventh day of Christmas. It is a Sabbath of sorts. And when the angels came and proclaimed the good news of Jesus' birth, it was peace on earth, goodwill to men. There's a sigh of relief. Salvation comes to us in the form of a baby, a child. It's not on all of our efforts and everything we did day to day, year by year, but on the one God Himself gave to fulfill the law for us. God rested on the Sabbath day from all of His labors. And we know that Jesus Christ, too, on the seventh day of the week, Holy Week, He rested in the tomb, didn't He? Crucified on Friday, the same day God created man. And on the seventh day, Jesus rested all day long. Didn't move a muscle in the tomb. He fulfilled the Sabbath for us perfectly. And so we think of Jesus as the one who is the end of the law for all who believe. Now, the Ten Commandments are important, aren't they? But we also know what they do. They point us to the one who fulfilled every single one of them. That's Jesus. And Jesus really fulfills all of our years, all of our days. Tonight being the seventh day, therefore it's one before the eighth day. And traditionally in the church, Christians gathered today, not for New Year's, but you know what they actually celebrated? Seventh day? It was the eve of the naming and circumcision of Jesus. Yep. He was circumcised on the eighth day and given the name Jesus, the one the angels even announced that his name would be called Jesus. But on the eighth day is the day he was circumcised and given the name. And we've been studying the book of Galatians on Wednesday nights earlier this year, remembering what circumcision was all about, the cutting off of the old flesh. Jesus had no old flesh to cut off. He's the newborn fullness of flesh, but he did that for us to fulfill the law. He's doing that in our place. Though he had no sin, he takes on our human likeness, our form, and does the law perfectly for us so that we, by faith, have eternal life. We have a new flesh that we can trust in. His holy flesh that rose from the dead. His flesh that gives eternal life. So praise be to God for that seventh day flesh, that eighth day circumcision of Jesus that we have by faith, not by actual. We have the circumcision that comes by faith, not with human hands, but by faith in Christ Jesus. You remember his name. It's the name above every name. Tomorrow, the day Jesus received his name, and at the circumcision of Jesus. Very good. Jesus' word for us today for 2020, 2019, 2020, as we heard in the gospel, was what? If you had to sum it up in just two words, you heard in the gospel tonight from Luke, it'd have to be stay awake. All right? Stay awake. I wasn't referring to the lock-in for the youth tonight. Right? I figured they'd stay up all night. They may still. I think there some of them are going to come over to the house tonight. Stay awake. Well, again, I'm going to bed at 10. I don't know about you. What is it talking about when Jesus says stay awake? Does he want us never to sleep? No, of course not. Even Jesus himself took naps. Even he slept at night. But he wants us to stay awake by faith, right? Stay awake in the faith. You might look at it not about the lock-in, but look at it about love. Love of God. Stay awake and loving God. Don't fall asleep in your love for God. The book of Revelation even gives us like seven letters to the different churches. And some of them he told, stay awake. Restore the love that you had earlier. And so maybe that's a message for us in 2020 is, how can I love God more in 2020? We can use that 2020 to, how can I bring God's love into greater focus? Yeah, we're going to be studying about the love of God in the books of Genesis and the Gospels on Sunday mornings. That's something we're going to do on Sunday mornings here at church. So maybe we'll love God more as we look at what he did in Genesis and the Gospels and how they relate to each other, how they fulfilled creation and the new creation that's in Christ. 2020 focus. And secondly, we shouldn't just love God, but God's word tells us to do what? Love our neighbor. Bring your neighbor's need more into focus in 2020. How can I love my neighbor more in 2020? That's a good question that we ought to have, right? And so that's what we'll do. We'll love God more in 2020 by hearing his word, gathering in his house, coming together for Bible study on Sunday mornings, learning the word at home, teaching it to our children, teaching it to ourselves, devoting ourselves to the Lord and the love of him who gives us life, gives us his word, gives us everything, all that we need to support our bodies and souls, our life, and then also the ones to whom he tells us to love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Bring that into greater focus in 2020. And that's how we'll stay awake. What did Jesus tell those disciples in the garden that Thursday night before he was crucified when they were all in the garden together praying? Stay awake with me. How long? 1 hour. Here we are gathered a little less than an hour here. Can we stay awake? 1 hour. Just stay awake with me. 1 hour. Is that hard or easy to do? Just depends on the night that you had before, right? When you come to church. Kathleen told me Sunday, boy, I'm glad you kept me awake during the sermon. She said, I was really tired Sunday. And I stayed awake, she said. I was like, good for you, stayed awake. Now some of us do fall asleep, though, I know. Me too. It's hard. But here's the good news. The gospel for 2020 is that God keeps us awake by sending his Holy Spirit. It's not up to us on our weak human flesh, just like the disciples. What did they do after Jesus told them to stay awake? They fell asleep several times, right? Shows the weakness of our bodies, The weakness of our will. We can't even stay awake an hour with Jesus before his passion, you know, if we're like the disciples. No, we can't. It just shows us again our need of a Savior, one who can stay awake for us and pray earnestly with sweat of blood, right? Earnestly for the things that were about to happen. We can't do that with Jesus, but he can, and he does. But he sends his Holy Spirit to fulfill everything in us. What does he give us? His Word. His Word brings with it the power to do that which we cannot do. So when you hear the word stay awake, you shouldn't feel absolutely guilty if you do fall asleep, right? You should say, the Lord said stay awake, and he's given me that word. My spirit, my body and soul and spirit are awake and alive and awaiting God's presence, his return. He gives that to us as a gift by giving us his word. The gift of being awake, the gift of being alive, the gift of being awaiting for his return once again. That's a gift of God that he gives through the faith that he's planted in us at our baptism and by giving us his word in church today. The other thing, you know, if you travel sometimes, and what happens when you get a little tired? What does your spouse or something do? This? Hey, eat something. Stay awake, right? Push a little bit. Well, so here, let's have a little candy. Take something. Take some nourishment. And you eat a little bit. Yeah, I can stay awake, right? And you need something in your stomach, a little sugar, a little energy. Well, what does God do? He also feeds us. This is how we stay awake. If you don't eat, your faith can die. And I get worried about those who don't come and receive the Lord's Supper. After a while, they don't know that they need it anymore, right? But when we eat, we stay awake. We've got that nourishment, that energy that comes from the food. So God gives us his food graciously as a gift to keep our faith alive. And in 2020, why don't we love God more by coming more to his table, taking and eating, staying awake by faith in the gifts that he gives us, the word and the sacrament. That's how God keeps us awake. So, let's wrap up our whole year of 2019 and 2020 in this way. God gives us his Holy Spirit to keep us awake in the faith by giving us daily his word and weekly his sacrament. He keeps us awake by faith so that we are ready for all things. Maybe Christ will come back in 2020. Maybe he'll come tonight. We're going to pray tonight for our friends in the faith. One of them is John Ernst. I'm pretty sure he's going to enter heaven here in the next weeks, months, I don't know. But he'll be ready because the Lord has made him ready through the word and the sacrament that he's heard and received. We rejoice in that. And only we as Christians can really rejoice in someone going to heaven to dine because God has made us awake to Jesus, awake in the faith, awaken to his cross, awake to the news of the open tomb. May we rejoice in the message that God gives us in 2019 and in 2020. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your thoughts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's rise.